Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 After. Thanks for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. And I'm excited about being here in during Small Business Week with the SBA because that means I get to meet a lot of really special people, a lot of outstanding small business owners, but especially the top small business winners in the nation. And one of them is sitting in front of me, Stephen Burge from Vermont. He's the second runner-up Small Business Person of the Year. He's the he and his partner, Mark Curran, I guess his name is they own Black River Produce in Proctorsville, Vermont. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. And first, let me just say this. Let me just say congratulations on being recognized by the SBA.
Thank you. We're honored. We're thrilled about the whole process. It's just a dream come true.
I can see that, and almost as cool as being on this show, right, Stephen?
Oh, yeah. This is great, too.
Stephen, this is one, the today is my favorite day of the year because I get to meet people like you, who not only are small business owners, but small business owners who've done something really special. You've become very successful as a small business owner. You've been recognized by your local peers. You've been recognized by your state peers. And now you've been recognized by the SBA as one of the top small business owners in the country. And I really just want you to know that I'm very, very proud of you. And you've got a lot to be proud of.
Thank you. We're very proud, too, of what we've accomplished.
Tell us a little bit about Black River Produce.
Well, Black River Produce is located in Proctorsville, Vermont. We're in the
Where is that in Vermont?
It's right in the heart of the Green Mountains. It's near the Okemo Mountain ski area. It's near Killington. It's near Stratton. And we service the rest.
You can't get there from here, though. You got to go to Stratton to start, don't you?
Well, you got to go to one of the ski areas and go across the mountains. But we're in the Green Mountains. It's really beautiful up there, and we just love it. We're very proud to live in Vermont. It's a great place to live and work and raise a family.
Well, you know, produce is not exactly a low-pressure business to be in. And so, you know, there's a country song out there. The title is, I Know What I Was Feeling, But What Was I Thinking? Do you ever have days when you say that to yourself?
Oh, definitely. Produce is a 24/7, you know, all the time. Holidays, weekends, you never stop. People need to eat. It's a perishable product, and you have to get it to the customer when they want it.
So lettuce doesn't stop deteriorating just because it's a holiday or the weekend, right?
Right. We want to see this stuff come in the door and go out the same day.
Right, exactly.
It can't stick around. It doesn't get any better while it's in my place.
Right. So now let's talk about the produce. Talk to us about the different kinds of produce that you sell.
Well, we sell all kinds. If it grows, we sell it. All kinds of fruits and vegetables from all over the world. We get product in from Europe, from Australia, from South America, Central America, Canada, in the United States, as well as Vermont. We work very closely with Vermont farmers.
You really try hard to promote the local produce, don't you, the local truck batchers?
We sure do. You know, Vermont is a beautiful state. There's a lot of farms up there.
A lot of agriculture, isn't there?
A lot of agriculture.
People don't think about that who live in other parts of the country.
No, they don't. And we want to see the countryside stay that way. We like to see those farms, and we want to help those people be successful.
What is an example of some local produce that you guys sell?
Well, the growing season's not that long. Probably one of the best keeper crops is apples.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of apples in Vermont, but there's a lot of great farmers, and they really can grow just about anything. There's actually peach trees in Vermont, cherry trees. You know, it's a short season, but there's some great crops that are being produced by farmers all over the state.
Now, the last time I was in New England, I saw an awful lot of cranberry farms.
There's actually cranberry farms in Vermont. They're not native, but they were brought in, they were started, and they are thriving.
I had never seen cranberries grow before till I saw them It sort of looks like rice.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, they flood the fields and they work a bicycle kind of a thing to shake them off the bushes, and then they just flood them into a big funnel type trap and vacuum them right out of
the water.
The
berries pop to the top.
They float.
They shake the bush.
Right.
The berries turn loose, float to the top. And they just skim them off the top, don't they?
That's right. It's a great process.
it's a very interesting thing because obviously, you know, the plants aren't in water normally.
No.
It's just when they're harvesting them.
Just at the end, they flood the fields.
I'm sure that, you know, the corn growers and the soybean and the cotton growers wish they could get their harvest their stuff that way.
I know. Maybe someday they'll figure something
Maybe
out.
Maybe they will. That'd be a big flood for a cornfield, though, wouldn't it?
That'd be a good business to start.
There you go. We ought to think about that, Stephen.
Okay, Jim.
Quick break. We're going to take a quick one. We'll be right back with Stephen Burge. He is the second runner-up Small Business Person of the Year. He and his partner, Mark Curran, with Black River Produce. Stay with us. We'll be right back at 20 till. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend Stephen Burge, and he is one of the owners of Black River Produce out of Proctorsville, Vermont. He's a second runner-up, he and his partner, second runner-up Small Business Persons of the Year. And sorry, Mark couldn't be here.
Mark's working. Somebody's got to manage
in the
shift.
What'd you guys do, flip a coin?
Well, no, this was my turn. He had the last trip.
Okay,
so.
All right. okay, now, Steve, you didn't wake up one morning as a 15-year-old and say, I can't wait to be in the produce business, did you?
No, I didn't know what business I was going
to
be
in. How did you get to this, to become the produce business?
Well, I saw that there was a need. When I was living in Vermont and I was working in a restaurant, and I saw the quality of the produce that was being delivered one day, I asked my boss, why are we buying from this company? And he said, well, they're the only ones we can buy from. They're the only ones that deliver. They come twice a week. And I thought, well, geez, I can do a better job than that. And I always wanted to start a business. I didn't know what it was going to be, but I started to think about produce, how it's good for you, how the government is telling you to eat it, and the people need...
So you got some free marketing there, right?
Free advertising. Eat fresh fruits and vegetables. It's good for you.
Right.
So I thought, there it is. You know, there's something that everybody needs. And that there was an opportunity there, and I got together with a good friend, and we started this business, Black River Produce.
But what were you guys doing when that happened?
We were ski bumps.
Yeah.
I was working in the restaurant, and my partner was a carpenter back then, and we'd get together at night, and we'd talk about this idea, and before you know it, we're off.
And you started this business together. What year was that?
This was in 1978.
78?
Yep.
Wow. Now, how big is your company today?
Today, we have about 140 employees. We distribute produce all over New England, mostly Vermont, New Hampshire, and Western Massachusetts. We have about 2,000 accounts, and we're still growing.
That's great. Well, that's a wonderful story. But that's, you know, that's almost a 28-year business.
Yeah, right.
So 28-year overnight success, right?
Right. I think we're pretty secure now.
okay, let's talk about a time that a lot of small business owners listening right now, Stephen, are probably having. Some are. I've had this before. I've been in this shape before, and maybe again one day. And I want to ask you about this. It's the time that things aren't going so well. And you keep waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And you go in the bathroom, and you look in the mirror, and you say, what am I doing? I must be out of my head. Or other kinds of toxic statements that you make to yourself. Because things aren't going so well, and you just don't know if you're going to make it. You think like that happened to you guys?
Oh, definitely. Back in the early days, though, you know, when it was just the two of us, and we were working 80 hours a week, and we weren't paying ourselves. For 3 years, we just put money back into the business, and we never took a paycheck. And when you're working all those hours, and you're exhausted, and you're wondering, you know, when is it ever going to change? You know, you think, geez, did I make a mistake? But we only thought that way for a short time because we believed in what we were doing, and we didn't look back. You know, we were young, we were healthy, we were willing to put in the time, we were willing to put in the money. We didn't have much overhead or expenses, and we just built the business up, and You know, every day, even today, there's always problems. You know, you don't get a lot of compliments. You always get from the customer, well, where's my green, ripe bananas? You sent me green bananas.
Right.
You know, you were supposed to be here at 9 o'clock, and, you know, you showed up at 10.
Right.
They don't call you up and say, geez, you did a great job today.
Yeah, thank you so much, Stephen.
They
don't say that much,
Stephen. They only call you when they have a problem, you know, but and you just have to solve those problems. You got to make the customers happy, and you got to delegate to other people in your business, and you got to let it go. You can't let everything build up on top of you. You got to let it go.
What about, you say you have 140 employees?
That's right, yeah.
What have you learned about managing employees? Give us some wisdom about managing employees.
Well, I think it starts with the hiring process. You know, I always try and look at somebody as if, you know, can they add to this business? Are they going to be an asset, or are they going to be a liability?
Not just a warm body.
No, right.
We don't hire warm bodies.
Right. We don't have extra work. You know, everybody's got a job to do, and they have to do that job. You know, we have a mission. We have a goal. You know, people have to buy into that. You know, I tell everybody, you know, you're a link in the chain, and don't be the weak link, because everybody here is trying to do a good job, and all it takes is one person to drop the ball, and then we've, you know, messed up a sale, or we've disappointed a customer, and I don't like that. I take that personally.
Right. Well, how about retaining employees? What do you guys do to make sure your employees stay with you?
Well, I think, you know, keeping employees is probably one of the most important things that you can do. You know, we try and have an above-average benefit package. We pay very good wages. We don't pay minimum wage. We pay very good wages. We have overtime. We have paid holidays, paid vacations, Christmas bonuses. We give turkeys at Thanksgiving. We give no-interest loans to employees in time of hardship to help them with cars or medical bills.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, you know, the employees are what really, you know, makes you successful, because without them, I wouldn't be here.
Well, 2,000 customers, you and your partner can't do all that.
We can't do all that, no.
Yeah, so they're very important. And have you found that your customers have gotten to know your people and that they've developed a relationship that's connected to your customers to you more than besides just your own relationship?
Oh, definitely, Jim. I get compliments all the time about my drivers, about my salespeople, about my retail help, my deli help, my seafood help. You know, it's so great to hear, you know, our customers say, what a great job your employees are doing.
What do you do when when somebody catches one of your employees doing something right, what do you do?
I go down and tell them.
Pat him on the back.
You better believe
well
it.
Done.
You know, that goes a long way, you know, and you know, it shows them, it gives them the power to know that, you know, you're really making a difference in this business.
Well said, Stephen. Stephen Burge, ladies and gentlemen, is 20, no, actually 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
When lights close the tired eyes, I'll soon be with you, my love.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Sitting in front of me is Stephen, sometimes known as Steve Burge, B-I-R-G-E, and he's one of the owners of Black River Produce, along with Mark Curran. Is that
Curran?
Curran, Mark Curran, and who's not here? Mark's back home managing the lettuce and the broccoli, and
he's running the show.
That's right. You got a website?
Yes, we do.
Tell us.
BlackRiverProduce.com.
All right. Now, what do we find when we get there?
Well, you'll learn a little bit about us. We've got a little bit of bio on there. It talks about our store, our different departments. You're actually going to be able to go online and order from us in the near future.
If you live in New England.
Right, but I think we're going to be looking to do some, like, fruit baskets and gift baskets, so we'll be shipping hopefully all around.
Well, you keep me posted on that, because I'll do some business with you.
You got it.
Yeah, I like that very much. Okay, you have a partner.
Yes, I do.
People listening are saying, oh, no. Some of them might be interested, and some of them are saying, you know, partners are not always that great. Partnerships are tough, aren't they?
It is tough. It isn't always great. There are, you know, bad days as well as the good days.
Yeah, sometimes they don't work out. What does it take? You guys got a 28-year partnership.
Yeah, we've been.
What does it take to do that?
Well, I think, you know, we both have the same values. You know, we both kind of come from the same background. You know, we both are willing to work whatever it takes. We don't always see eye to eye, but we have our goal, our mission, to be the best, to provide the freshest quality product to our customers. And we do whatever it takes. You know, we've definitely had our ups and downs, but we don't nitpick. You know, we don't worry about the little things. You know, we have a responsibility to our customers as well as to our employees. You know, we're providing a living for families that depend on us. So, you know, it's up to us to work together and make things go.
Right. Well, and Steve, one of the things that I think I've learned in my years of in the marketplace about partnerships, and you said both of these things a minute ago, if you're going to have a successful partnership, make sure it's with somebody who shares your values and who shares your work ethic.
Exactly.
In my opinion, the biggest killer of a partnership is when you have either one of those out of kilter, especially the work ethic. I've seen it happen where for one reason or another, one of the partners just didn't want to you know, make the commitment, and that's usually when they end that I've seen before.
That's right. So you know, if we always, I kind of look at it like, if Mark's going to work 50 hours, I'm going to work 55. I want to do more.
Right.
I want to make sure that I'm doing more than my share, and he
right.
feels the same way.
Right.
You know, we both want to do 110%.
That's great. Well, then that's the way you. I mean, this is a 28 year success story here, ladies and gentlemen. Mark, I mean Steve. Tell me about this recent expansion that you had. And you got a little help out of the SBA, didn't you?
Yes, we did. This was back in 89, 90. We were working out of a barn in Ludlow, Vermont, an old livery stable where Calvin Coolidge used to keep his horse. And we outgrew this barn, and we needed to go in, get into a bigger building. And we went to our bank, and we needed about $1 million at the time to build this building. And the bank said, well, you know, we can't lend you that much. But, you know, with SBA's help, with them guaranteeing it, as well as using a couple of Vermont agencies, the Vermont Economic Development Association, which is a statewide lending group, and there was a Connecticut River Regional Development Corporation that was a local lending group. Through the three of them, we were able to put together the package and make this loan work.
And it's, I'm not sure about then, but today I think that would probably be called an SBA 504 guaranteed loan.
Yes, it is, right.
And it's, which is typically for fixed assets like heavy machinery and real estate.
That's correct.
Multiple-year amortization, probably had a 20-year amortization or something like that.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so that connection with the SBA really was the key to you guys being able to grow, wasn't it?
It definitely was. We wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the SBA.
Yeah, yeah. Steve, I've got about a little bit less than a minute. What are your last thoughts? What would you like to... If you had somebody in front of you that is where you were 28 years ago, what would you say to them?
Well, I'd say, you know, if you want to start your own business, and this is the country to do it in because we live in the greatest country in the world, go for it. Make sure you're focused on what you want to do. You know, be ready to work really hard, and don't get in it just for the money. You know, get in it because of the pride. Get in it because of the contribution you can make to your community, and don't look back. Have fun.
Well said, Steve, and that's so important, because I know the thing that drives you is the thing that drives me, and that is that all the hard work that I do is for my own account. Whatever I get out of it, it belongs to me.
That's right, Jim.
That's right. Steve Burge, thank you for being here. I appreciate it very much.
My pleasure, Jim.
Steve Burge, ladies and gentlemen, he and his partner, Mark Curran, the owners of Black River Produce, they're the second runner-up Small Business Persons of the Year for the entire United States. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and small business owners everywhere are my heroes. As you know, I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.